Hello, listeners, and welcome to Minisode number 12 with Capes and Scowls.
Worst intro ever!
I'm sorry. Because of your, like, faux British accent or whatever that was. And then you laughed. You broke in the middle of it, and I didn't want to start laughing.
I told you, I don't do intros.
It was too late.
Minisode number 12, and today we have...
Ryan.
I'm Tim.
And I'm Leander.
He's British Leander.
Alright, let's just do the whole episode like this, eh, right?
Welcome to Capes and Scouts.
And we have a pretty awesome review today. What is our review?
Thor 4.
Alright, I like the synergy because you guys both read it and I didn't.
Yeah, yeah.
So please, begin.
Well, how'd you feel about the book?
Love it.
I love the book too. I think it's one of the best Marvel books there is, period.
Holy crap.
Loving it. Mm-hmm. I think that this is what I want Captain Marvel to be. Like I read Captain Marvel and it's not great.
Right.
And I feel like this is what Captain Marvel should be. Like that as fun great as like this book is and
this
great.
This book is really fun.
And I'm not a huge Jason Aaron fan either. I hated his Wolverine in the X-Men. Hated that.
He's hit or miss. Yeah,
but
I thought
like
that was
this
bad.
Is so good.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's so good.
Here's what I really like. The first thing for me, going and buying this issue, not even anything yet, is the way that issue 3 ends is male Thor confronting Odin's son.
Right.
Confronting her at the end like, bitch, give me the hammer.
Right.
And then you're like, alright, well, if this is stereotypical comic book, they're going to say a few quips.
Fight.
They're going to be like, alright, and then they're going to fight the bad guys. They're going to agree to disagree and fight the bad guys. They flat out start beating the living shit out of each other. And I was like, oh my God, I did not see that coming. And that's what I wanted. And I'm like, they won't do that.
No, I thought they were going to do that. I thought they were going to do the typical comic book of quip, fight, and friend.
Well, they kind of did that in a sense. But,
yeah. No, but it was great. It was the execution really of it was great. I even like the weird... from the last issue when the hammer is on the other side of the wall.
Oh, it just...
And she's, like, slowly depowering as she's, like, fighting the Frost Giants and the hammer's trying to bust through the door.
Yeah,
and
it was really good.
Yeah, and then, like, even the tease, like, as it's slowly, like, you know, melting away and you're like, they're gonna tell you who it is! And then she gets the hammer back at the last minute.
Mm-hmm. Who do you think it is while we're on that topic?
Oh, yeah.
We haven't talked about that.
I mean... I don't know. And they kept hinting about like it being familiar.
Right.
Like, oh, you seem familiar.
I always was thinking Jane Foster. But I feel like that's too obvious now.
And she doesn't have blonde hair, right?
But
I mean, I guess that doesn't matter once she grabs the hammer.
Exactly.
She could, it could be Jane Foster. I don't know. I thought it was going to be Lady Sif or whatever for a minute, but I don't think it's her either.
I don't think it's anybody Asgardian, by the way. She talks to herself in the monologue.
That was the thing, because a lot of people were speculating that it was Freya or whatever, like from the first issue or whatever, and it was going to be Freya. But she, in the second issue, she was all like, why am I talking like this? What is going on? And she seems confused. So she's somebody totally... Why I don't think it's Jane Foster is the same reason. Mm-hmm. Because it's somebody so removed from Thor... That she has, like, no idea.
So it's obscure... It's Jubilee.
you know, it's somebody who has no idea what's going on, you know? And I want to know how she got on the moon to get the hammer, too.
Right, so it's got to be somebody who can get on the moon.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's not Captain Marvel.
It doesn't appear to be.
Because she already has powers, too, and she knows about Thor, so it can't be...
Well, she's hanging out with Star-Lord.
And she, yeah, that's true.
I feel like it's got to be somebody from Earth who's Earthbound normally, and I don't know. The monologue is a big giveaway that it's not Asgardian. That's my feeling.
Right, yeah, and when she talks like Thor would, you know, like in the thee, thou, those and everything, and she's like, why am I talking like that?
Right, I like that.
Me too.
Good. I mean, a lot of the big female characters that there's a lot of stock in at Marvel, they're doing other things. I mean, granted, Captain America's in 6 different books at once. But
yeah, no, it's
you know,
just
Scarlet Witch is doing things.
But like, yeah, I don't know. And who, and they have to be worthy.
Right.
So who is worthy too?
So like Scarlet Witch would not be able to pick up that hammer in my eyes.
This book is great.
It is.
Totally great.
But that being said, the reveal could completely ruin everything.
And that's what I... And you know what else, too? The timing of the reveal. Because right now, it's fun. if we're on like issue 10 and we still don't know who she is, it'll start getting tiring after like, you know.
I feel like it should be revealed in the next two issues or so.
At the end of the arc.
The end of the arc.
Like issue 6 tops. Yeah, I agree.
And I don't know if we're going to get that.
I don't know either. I mean,
I'm a little worried.
But and that's the funny thing we were talking about. Oh yeah, you knew about that when you said the Loki thing, and she kisses him.
Yes,
and that's the funniest panel of the comics for 2015 so far is when you know she says like,
I still think I'm your mother.
Yeah, she's just like and he's like, I certainly hope not. That's the funniest. Of so far, 2015.
I kind of enjoyed getting back to the issue.
Yeah.
I kind of enjoyed how when they start fighting each other and Malekith is there and the Minotaur guy from Roxxon is there and they're just standing there like they're fucking each other up. Yep. And I really like the guy from Roxxon, the main boss guy.
Right.
The exec guy.
Well, see, because I just started I read Thor when Jason Aaron. When it started with whatever volume 27, the number one or whatever, Heroic Age.
Okay.
And I read that for a little while, and I got kind of bored with it, and I dropped it. But then I didn't read it again when it started again until now. Mm-hmm. So like, I don't know because this is almost like a direct continuation of what was happening in Thor before, from what I'm gathering.
Right.
So I don't really know what's going on with Roxxon and all that. Like I'm just rolling with the punches right now.
Right. Yeah. I didn't read it either.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't, and that's not a slight, I don't feel like I'm missing anything, really.
Right.
Maybe a little bit, but
it
nothing.
It might have been good, but...
And I'm not, I don't feel like, but I mean, in terms of this story, I'm not like, right. What is it? Like, a little bit of like, what? But it's not ruining my enjoyment of the book at all.
How do you feel about Odin's son's arm? His new arm?
I'm very intrigued. I was wondering when it got cut off that I was just like, oh, shit, like... What are they gonna do about that? Sew it back on or like whatever. It's cool. Mm-hmm. It's cool, and it's one of those things that's easily fixed too later. Like if once they're done with Lady Thor and he goes back to being Thor, when he grabs the hammer, it could fix his arm.
Mm-hmm. Theoretically, yeah.
You know,
I like him running around with his giant axe. Like, oh fuck it, my hammer can't pick it up. Might as well just go slice some shit with my axe. Where's my goat?
Has that axe been depowered at all since Uncanny Avengers? Because that thing was like the celestial slaying. Yeah.
No, not as far as we know.
What is it called? Like, you know, Jarnbjorn or something?
Yeah, so
like Jarnbjorn.
I feel like somebody threw a banjo at a wall.
Yep.
That's its name.
Jarnbjorn and Mjolnir. Mjolnir and Jarnbjorn.
So I really like this issue. I like where the arc is heading.
Love it.
I'm digging Jason Aaron. Like you said, he's hot and he's cold.
Yep. And right now he's super hot.
He's super hot right now. Was he the one who did, what was the other event? Original Sin? That was him, right?
Yeah, I liked Original Sin.
I thought Original Sin was alright.
I always forget about that event because I didn't read it.
Oh, you should have. It was the good one. You shouldn't have wasted your time on Axis. Damn. I really like the book and that's it. That's all I got on it.
That's all I got. Like, yeah, definitely highly recommend pick this book up if you're not reading it.
Yeah, it's been really good.
It's interesting they brought back Roxxon as like in
it's
this.
Like a Spider-Man villain
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I don't know. What's
or Iron name. Man kind of Spider-Man Iron Man
corporation.
Corporation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that in one of your books you were reading?
It was.
In X-Factor maybe?
No. Actually, it did come up in X-Factor. Like, it got brought up, but not.
Nah.
Roxxon's been big in Fantastic Four for a while.
Yeah.
Science, yeah. He was also in Secret Avengers, the first run of... Or I don't know what Secret Avengers, but the one with Nova was in that one, and so was Moon Knight. I think Moon Knight was in
Moon Knight.
Yeah, the one where they went to the moon, and Roxxon owns the moon. So
I mean,
somebody's got
so it. Roxxon. Hold on, Roxxon owns the moon. The hammer was on the moon.
So. It's his secretary.
There you go.
Yeah, no, I'm very, very curious, and I don't think that there's any way you could like figure it out from reading these four issues.
It would be all over the internet.
Yeah,
if there was a way.
Yeah.
Well, my statement is it should have been Loki. I'm still going to stick with that.
Hey, it still could be.
It still could be Loki.
Maybe somehow his inversion made him worthy.
Or he's doing an illusion. No, but it can't because he
Mysterio.
knows.
It's my answer to everything.
It's Mysterio.
What were you going to say, Ryan?
Oh, because again, like, there's all this internal monologue of her being like, why am I talking like that? Right. That's the thing that's throwing everything you said, like, away from any Asgardian or superhero in general. Like, it's a person.
Yeah, it seemed like she didn't know. Like, it's like, oh, do superheroes hug each other? Like,
right. That's not a statement. She doesn't know.
It could be, like, a very green superhero, you know?
But then, like...
Like, so, one of the X-Men students. Like, it could be something like that.
Here's a possibility, too, is that the reveal will be, like, it's like, you know, Susan Jones, like, nobody knows who... You know what I mean? Like, it's just a person. Nobody. It's just a nobody. So, like, everyone's waiting for this big reveal
again,
of...
How did this nobody get to the moon?
Right.
That's still another weird thing.
NASA.
She could just be a scientist, some kind of, like, you know, astronaut.
Because everyone is expecting a big reveal. But it could not be. It could be...
But it's a pretty big deal to be worthy of Thor's... I mean, Captain America's not worthy of Thor, but some female...
Sam Wilson?
Some Janine's...
Because, what's his name? Steve Rogers is. Steve Rogers can pick up the hammer.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
He can.
Easily, or...
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, he's pure of heart. He's a good dude.
Okay.
He should pick it up now. He's really old.
Maybe old man
by the power of Grayskull.
Maybe if this dame will give it up.
Maybe it's Agent Carter.
Maybe.
Yeah. Oh, Sharon Carter?
Could be Sharon Carter.
Mm-hmm. That would be a surprise.
That would be a surprise.
That's not bad. She could be on the moon. She's in S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah. Leander figured it out.
I doubt it.
I think Marvel's just listening to all the internet and the podcasts. Like, what's the best theory?
Yeah.
It's Jean Grey. she was the Phoenix. She was on the moon. She's flying.
Makes sense.
She died on the moon.
She died on the moon.
No, but she knows how to be a superhero, so it doesn't make any sense. Oh, well. So many mysteries to be solved when the world ends.
It could be ironic. Is superhero supposed to do this? Ha, ha, ha. Tongue in cheek. Alright, people, we won't bore you anymore with our conspiracy theories. This isn't a Mel Gibson movie. Alright, people, thank you for listening.
Later.
Bye.